This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. This is Robin Richardson, your psychic girlfriend. And today on the podcast, I wanted to talk more about relationships and dating. But what I think I jumped ahead of myself a little bit on how to improve a relationship. I wanted to talk a little bit about what happened to me in last few days when it came to the dating app crap. But first of all, my spiritual sidekick, I'm gonna have a little spritz because some of these people are just whack. Anyway, so just to say what happened. So this happens occasionally, and it got me thinking. So I was chatting back and forth with this guy, and it was very, very brief. We matched, and I basically asked him, you know, how's the app treating you? And he said, I'm new to it, which is always sort of like, okay. And then it was just like back and forth, very, very basic, not even anything to get to know each other. And he says, I think we're a good match. That raised a red flag already. So I went on my day. This was yesterday. Went about my day. Kind of forgot about him because he wasn't all that interesting. And I get a notification that he had messaged me. And it was like 48 hours ago. Not 48 hours, 48 minutes ago. And I don't really check I'm kind of in this mode of, you know, whatever. I'm in a whatever mode. I'm not in like, oh, I've got to find my match. Although I am dating with intention. So I go on the app and I see, and he says, you don't seem to be on here much. And I said, I'm working and got stuff I'm doing. And so I decide to ask him a question because I have a rule that I go with. I'll ask 4 questions, and if they don't ask really anything about me, then I just delete them because I don't have time for that clown crap anymore. So I ask him, you know, what characteristics that you look for in a woman or whatever. And I said, you know, I'm dating with intention. What is your purpose on here? Like, what are you looking for? Try to phrase it in a friendly way. And his response is, I want to find someone to grow old with and find good food with. I'm like, okay. What am I dealing with here? So he says, so I say, well, this is what I'm looking for. Is that in alignment with you? And he says, why don't you drop me your number so I can be in touch with you? Because you don't seem like you're on here very often. And I said, no, I'm not comfortable with that. And he responds right away, well, you know, I need to know where you are at all times. And, you know, that just shows your devotion to me. And I'm like, I'm sure you're sitting out there going, what the actual F? So I just blocked him. I'm just like, you know what? What the actual hell? So I took a breath, did a little spritz of my spiritual sidekick. And I thought back to myself several years ago, that would have created a different response in me. And I started to think about the time in my life where I was feeling so, I want to use the word desperate. So I'm going to use the word desperate. Desperate And I started to think about it today in the terms of I was a pick me girl. What does that mean? I've heard that term a lot and I've used that term a lot. I was a pick me girl. So anybody that was interested in me, and this is how I was bred, by the way, like this is how I was trained. This is not something that like I had an awareness of until I started to do some work on myself. And just a disclaimer here, I am not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a social worker, I'm not a therapist. I am a psychic and I am an intuitive guide, and I do believe we create a world based on our thoughts, our beliefs, and our actions. So I started to think about it in the terms of like how far have I come in this? And what does it mean to be a pick me girl? Like, I thought, oh my God, like I've come such a long way. This is candid and I'm being really vulnerable here. So, I hope that by sharing these stories and sharing how I feel and how I've felt, that someone out there who may be listening to this will have some hope or get some like a reality check about what they're doing and how they're feeling, and make some shifts so they can have the kind of love life that they're looking for, and in a better life with any kind of relationship, whether it's romantic or otherwise. So my term of pick me girl refers to often a woman who prioritizes male approval over their own genuine expression and of themselves. And it does imply desperation or insecurity and seeking validation from men rather than embracing their authentic self. Because my authentic self, it took a while for that authenticity to come forward. And I did a lot of work on myself because my relationships were not working. And they weren't working because I was not myself. I felt like I needed to have my partner's approval and acceptance in order to be validated in the world. So why would a woman, and I've had friends in the past, and sometimes a pick me girl is like, she needs that validation from men at the expense of her female relationships. So in college, I had, and this is an interesting thing when you talk about energy, like you surround yourself, you're attracted to the people that reflect what's going on inside of you. And there were women in my college experience that were pick me girls, just like me. Just like me. One would run off to do a guy's laundry. We're in college. Another one would want the validation of a man so badly that she would like ignore her girlfriends while we were out and about. Like her purpose was to get the validation from men rather than to enjoy the friendships. And I'm not judging because how can I judge? That was me at times. That was me at times. So I had to go back a little further into my own romantic history, not only my romantic history, but my family history. And I'm sure you can relate. So I'm a woman in my early 60s, and my mother was raising me and my sister in a manner that she knew how, and that was, of course, to be attractive and pleasing to men, to the point where, thank God, she sent me to an all-girls Catholic school, not the Catholic part, but the all-girls part, because what I got there was, I got training into being an independent woman. And there was an undercurrent of be a pleasing wife to someone or whatever, but it was very undercurrent. It wasn't, the message I took from it was women can do anything. So thank you, Catholic school, for that. But my mother at college, when we went to see the like the college fair. When we went to the college fair, my mother marches me up to the table at Dartmouth, and she's talking to this other woman who's with her daughter. And they're both talking about how we can find great husbands at Dartmouth. Now, I could never get accepted to Dartmouth. I just wasn't that kind of student. But anyway, that made an impression, you know? So my conditioning with my parents and my mother was, we were socialized to that finding a romantic partner, particularly, in my mother's case, an affluent one or a well-educated one was the way to go. And it is a significant source of validation and fulfillment, God knows why. And all sorts of media and cultural norms, societal expectations would often just reinforce that idea that romantic relationships are essential for happiness and self-worth. It's taken me a long freaking time to get to a place where I'm happy solo. Would I like to share my life with someone? Absolutely. 100% would love to. But not at the expense of my authentic self and who I am in the world and what I'm about and what I want. Do I still feel that pull of the old echoes of the past? Yeah, for sure. So this guy, like seeing this guy not, do this behavior, and I'm gonna talk about, how women fall into romantic scams a little bit later, maybe in this episode, maybe in another. But that a lot of us have been trained to, want that guy's approval and to the exclusion of our own, self, like just really, like what the hell, logical self, like that would make absolutely no sense. Anyway, this guy with his kind of trying to take me off the app because he wanted to make sure that he was in contact with me, like what the actual, like, and questioning my devotion, like I don't even know you, buddy. But in the past, that would have been a trigger for me. So I may have given him my number and then found out the hard way that he was, not the appropriate person for me. So I didn't have the self-esteem. So a lot of pick-me girls have low self-esteem and they seek validation from outside romantic partners, as a way to feel better about themselves. And they may believe that desired by someone else validates their worth and attractiveness. And that whole, worth piece, like, I'm lucky I have a strong sense of self, but it does come in every so often as, I'll have friends who mean well. They mean well. I love them. If you're listening, I love you. Who really don't understand why I'm not partnered, and want me to be partnered because I think they feel like I would be happier. The truth of the matter is, my past relationships didn't bring me happiness. They brought me instability and they pressed upon my low self-esteem and my anxious attachment style. And they clearly, I was the problem. And some of you are probably like, you're not the problem. You're not the problem. No, I was the problem because I allowed it. Number one. Number two, I didn't know better at the time. But when a relationship, and this is just my belief, and try it on if you like it, if you don't, that's okay too, obviously. But we are the problem. We are the problem. We would not be in a situation like that if we recognized within ourselves that we deserved better. We don't need the validation from outside world to make our lives better and happier. We don't need this. This is not part of how to have a healthy life. In fact, it's part of having a frustrated and unfulfilled life. So my past experiences, such a, had, with rejection, like I had the love of my freaking life, just decide to go back to his girlfriend. This has been a pattern in my life, by the way. And this was somebody I was madly in love with. But we didn't live close to each other and it didn't work out. So, but the pain of the rejection was so bad. And I wanted to make that stop. And so what did I do? I went and married somebody who mirrored my pain, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, and we really weren't good matches. But so I was trying to fill an emotional void, and I think that's what people do. They try to fill this emotional void or insecurities because the experience in the past have been really rough. And my suggestion for that, my antidote to that is, like, if you get rejected, then really take some time to heal. Find a therapist or an activity or a hobby or something to work it out and get yourself back to a place of, like, I'm awesome. Like, rejection is a part of life, and it's not something I need to fear. So because of that fear of rejection, we look to our romantic partners to supply that security in a relationship. And I had another relationship where I was really in love with him, and he created such instability. And it just mirrored my instability within. But I had been growing, so it had been a better relationship. So I see each thing as a step in the right direction. And then we didn't understand attachment styles back then. So a pick me girl really has an attachment style that's anxious. And if you don't know what an attachment style is, you develop a specific style based on your early relationship with your caregivers. And my mother was an anxious attachment style, and she was always seeking validation and reassurance. And if she couldn't get it from her husband, then she would try to get it from her kids. So it was very challenging to be in my household. So, her pressing upon my sister and I, her insecurity and anxiety that she was not getting her emotional needs met in her relationship, her romantic relationships. So she tried to get that from her children, but also, it made us even more sensitive to trying to get that validation, not only from our father, but from men in general. So any kind of attachment style healing, any kind of, like, recognition of what your attachment style is and doing the work to become secure. And that's where I am right now, which is why I can, like, walk away very fast, very quickly with some of these people on these dating apps. Because if they're not showing, if I don't feel good with them, or I, like, don't feel like this is the right thing, I just walk away. I'm not afraid to feel sadness. And conversely, if there's someone worth leaning into, then working on leaning into that relationship and trusting it and trusting myself in it. And so that's been kind of an exciting growth opportunity for me. So recognizing, some emotional needs are not met, and then, trying to seek that through a romantic partnership, that's just not going to work, ultimately. So what does healthy look like? Well, it's a lot of active, it's like active listening, first of all. Not only to your inner voice, but to a partner. And we'll talk more about that. I did a podcast on, on how to become better partners in a relationship. But I think with pick me girls, we can continue to talk about that, like what kind of traps that they fall into in online dating. And this is some of my clients have come to me, and this is not recently, but in the past. People will give money to people online that they've never met, like just really out there things in order to have that love and validation from some of these manipulators online. So how do you know you're a pick-me girl? Well, you may overly accommodate. So you might be pressured to adapt to their interests. And this is all sort of, this could be from that person, or it can be from that person online, or it can be a relationship, or it can be like just internal pressure. So adapting to their interests, preferences, or even their personalities. You can over-accommodate where you absolutely sacrifice your authenticity in an attempt to please others. And that, like, I totally relate to that. Over-accommodation. You know, this isn't a compromise. This is accommodating somebody else to the point in the exclusion of who you really are. Validation seeking. Seeking validation from potential matches can be your primary focus, leading to behaviors as constantly checking for messages, altering photos or profiles to garner more attention, or engaging in excessive flattery or compliments. So, yeah. Validation seekers are really, it's rough for you. It's going to be never satisfied until you can approve of yourself and love yourself. It just, you know, when somebody flatters me online or tries to give me a compliment or something, like, I take it with a grain of salt. Like, I'm just like, okay, yeah, you know, I don't know you. And once, if I start dating you and you're giving me genuine compliments, then, you know, that's cool. I can receive that. But yeah. There, I don't know if you guys watch Love is Blind, but Chelsea from this latest season 6, she's like I feel like she is an anxious attachment style, and she's a validation seeker, and she's just very fearful, of anything. And just from what we saw, I don't know her. Obviously, I don't know her. But that's kind of what we saw with Chelsea, and I really hope that she's gotten herself some help around that, because she's got a lot to offer. Ignoring the red flags. Oh my God, totally ignored the red flags. I mean, there was a parade of red flags when I was a pick-me girl. I had a tendency to overlook them, and I also had a tendency to connect the dots the way I wanted them to. So if somebody had one or two of the things that I was looking for, then I connected all the dots and I ignored the rest of them. And that's just not the way it should be. I think people unfold over time. That's one of the things that a friend of mine said to me, and I believe it. People unfold over time. Take your time. Don't be in such a hurry. Pick-me girls are always in a hurry to get that relationship locked down. You know, like, let's get that commitment going, you know. And no, take your time. You can ignore, you'll ignore inconsistencies, questionable behavior, or even in indications of incompatibility, you know, incompatible values. So I was talking to this guy a couple weeks ago, and I just kind of got the vibe that he wasn't, there was something off. You know, I had to trust that. So, you know, I chatted with him, and he was inconsistent. And I blocked him, you know, just like, and you said you're going to do something, you didn't do it. Something shady with you. And I don't have time to figure it out. I don't want to figure it out. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't have time and give them time. I'm like, no. Like, I can be on to somebody else that, you know, might, you know, be better suited to me. Pick-me girls may engage in comparison or competition with other individuals on dating platforms, viewing them as rivals for attention or validation from potential partners. And this also can foster a sense of insecurity and inadequacy. You know, in my mind, I believe everyone is dating multiple people. I don't compete with other women. If someone is right for me, I'm gonna know it. They're gonna know it. You know, we're gonna put it in the effort and energy to build an awesome relationship. I don't compete with anybody. It's stupid. So if you feel like you're in competition with you know, the hundreds of thousands of other people online, get offline. You know, work on yourself. You know, if somebody wants to date other people and your boundary is like, no, if we're dating, we're figuring this out one on one, then great. You know, hold that boundary. But don't, you know, there's somebody, in my opinion, there's somebody that's always going to be smarter, prettier, wealthier, whatever. Like, I know that, whatever. But nobody's me. Excessive self-sacrifice. Oh my God, might as well put my mother's name on this. Some pick-me girls may prioritize the needs and desires of potential partners above their own, engaging in excessive self-sacrifice or compromise to maintain the relationship. This can lead to imbalance and resentment over time. And who am I freaking kidding? That was me. That was me in multiple relationships over time. So learn, because if you aren't in a relationship where you feel like, you know, when you feel like you're excessive in what you're sacrificing, you will end up being resentful, and you're going to end up pushing away the relationship. If you enjoyed the relationship, you're going to end up like self-sabotaging. So again, you are the problem. Desperation for attention. Oh gosh. Desperation for attention or validation can result in engaging in attention-seeking behavior, such as sending multiple messages in quick succession, initiating contact with numerous matches simultaneously, or portraying oneself in an exaggerated, inauthentic manner. Yeah, been there. But but a lot of it now is just, for me, is like I'm connecting with people, and if I'm not connecting with them, then I just get rid of them. Like, I don't need the attention. I don't have time for that. I want one person. All it takes is one. Lack of boundaries. Pick me girls may struggle to establish and maintain boundaries, not only online, but allowing other people to overstep their personal boundaries. And this is like really like also about tolerating disrespectful behavior in your quest for validation or approval. Back early in my online dating, people like would send me pictures of their appendages, thinking that that's what I was looking for. And I really honestly couldn't figure out why. I really, really could not figure out why. But I kept talking to them, some of them. This was a long time ago. Now, any disrespectful behavior, any my thinking is, if you make me feel bad about myself or you overstep a boundary. So for example, with this guy that I was just chatting with, and I said I'm uncomfortable with getting off the app when he asked, want me to leave his phone number. Yeah. And disregarded my need to feel stable and secure, also because the app has a phone part too. You can actually have a phone call on the app. And because he disregarded what was important to me, nope. Next. So he violated my boundary. I have very strong boundaries now. And they may be too strong. I have to reevaluate. But you know what? I think too strong boundaries are better than no boundaries. So there we go. Over time, focusing on trying to get a validation from people is just going to, you know, erode at your self-worth and self-esteem. And I think then it just creates a cycle or a loop of attracting these type of people online or anywhere, so that you just feel crap about yourself. And so you're gonna attract people who are gonna treat you that way. So think about, this is a manifestation thing, is it everything is you pushed out. So you are the problem, you are the solution, you are the good, you are the not so good. So think about it in terms of like what's going on internally that my is mirrored in my external. Like, my question has always been like, what do I need to look at? You know, what is it that I need to improve? And let me be clear. You're not broken. You're just not broken. You're just got a software system that is creating this solution, you know, in your life, what's going on in your life because of your thoughts and beliefs and habits and things like that. So if you're self-aware and if you're thinking to yourself like, this, something's not working here. Am I a pick me girl? Am I somebody who like relies on male attention or validation? And if you're men out there, this, you know, interchange men with, you know, if I'm a guy who's seeking validation and attention from a woman, to the exclusion of everything else, and I've got something going on. So we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, about this and how to like navigate, dating online, in another episode, just because I think if you want to get to healthy living, healthy dating, you have to be aware of what's happening. You have to have some sense of your patterns. You have to have some sense of what's going on. So think about it this way. In between now and the next podcast, think about taking a look at what's going on in your, as an objective observer. You know, don't beat yourself up. Don't, like, just because I'm using pick me girl or desperate woman, whatever, don't beat yourself up about it. Just take a look and observe, is this happening because of my past? Is there something unresolved that I really want to shift within myself? How do I need to think in order to be in a healthy, loving relationship that's mutually enjoyable and respectful and has healthy boundaries, and we seek healthy validation for each other. Like, we offer that for each other. So anyway, that's it for me for today. And I'm so glad that you tuned in. Please check out my website, yourpsychicgirlfriend.com, and come join me at locals, robinrichardson.locals.com. I'm creating a community. I'm building a community of people who want to build a life that they love. And especially during this election season, to have some like-minded, high vibe, great people to connect to. And I will talk to you next time. Have a great, great rest of your day.